Someone Lit from Within, written by Bittercape and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel and DC crossover fic, rated explicit, featuring the relationship Bucky Barnes / Clint Barton / Jason Todd. This is part 5 of the Snow on the Beach series.
This scene feels like what I once saw on a screen. I searched Aurora Borealis Queen. I've never seen someone lit from within. Blurring out my periphery, my smile is like I want a contest and to hide that would be so dishonest. And it's fine to fake it till you make it, till you do, till it's true.
Smooth enough for you, Bucky asks with a smirk, tilting his head and inviting Jason to touch his cheek. Jason's hand is steady when it cups his jaw, but Jason's face looks like he should be shaking. Yeah, Jason says hoarsely, but you don't have to. Oh, I want to, Bucky interrupts, and Jason blushes again. Bucky puts his hand on Jason's hips and walks him backwards toward the bedroom, looking into Jason's eyes and shedding both their clothes as he goes. Clint knows very well how effective that move is, and it works on Jason, too. He's looking increasingly flustered, and that adorable blush is spreading over his collarbones and down his chest. Clint, Bucky says, and Clint jogs ahead, opens the door and hops on the bed, ready to catch Jason as he tips backwards, taking care not to jostle his ribs. It's been several days since Jason showed up in the middle of the night with cracked ribs, and he heals very fast, but Clint is not taking any chances with the sexy times and two sudden movements. Jason laughs and relaxes against Clint as Bucky pulls his sweatpants off. He's more than halfway hard already, and Bucky's gaze gets that sniper-fixed, target-acquired quality. "Mmm, aren't you pretty?" Bucky murmurs to Jason's dick, and Jason laughs again. "I'd say eyes up here, but I'm fine with this, actually," he says, and Bucky smirks. He leans in to deliver a sweet, almost chaste kiss to the head of Jason's dick, and he'd get away with it, too, if it wasn't for the shudder in Jason's body at what is, no doubt, a sinful flick of tongue. Such a charmer, that one. "Come on, sweetheart, flip him over for me," Bucky says to Clint. And oh, that seems like an excellent idea. With some swift maneuvering, Jason's on his hands and knees over Clint, and Clint has the best view in the world. "Gorgeous," Bucky mumbles, and spreads Jason's ass cheeks. The flush on Jason's face runs down his neck and chest impressively fast. "I want to take care of you," Bucky says. "Let me make you feel good." "Oh my god," Jason mutters, and Bucky grins at Clint before he sinks back on his heels and gets to work. It's as interesting as it's blazing hot when Jason's eyes go wide. Clint knows exactly what's happening because he's so devastatingly familiar with Bucky's far too talented mouth. He recognizes the way Jason's eyelids grow heavy when Bucky strokes careful fingertips over his ass. He's intimately familiar with the wide-eyed reaction to the first stab of Bucky's tongue at his rim, followed by the way his eyes close in bliss when that tongue turns soft and gentle. "Oh, fuck," Jason whispers, and Clint strokes a hand through his curls, tangles and pulls a little, gently at first. "Good?" Clint asks, smugly, and Jason moans. Clint, who knows exactly what Bucky is doing, grins widely. "Trust me, it'll only get better." Jason doesn't answer, so Clint keeps petting his hair, slightly more gentle than Jason really prefers, but they've got time. No need to get him too worked up too soon. When Bucky gets going, he likes to take his time, and there's no way Jason won't be a drooling wreck long before Bucky is done. Clint can't wait to see what that looks like. It's barely been 10 minutes by the time Jason's arms have given up and his upper body is sprawled over Clint, his back a beautiful curve up to his raised ass. Clint catches Bucky's eyes every time he opens them, and he looks nearly as blissed out as Jason, something Clint didn't know. He carefully stores this information for later use. Jason's cock is dripping pre-cum on Clint's thigh, and he's making the best mewling noises into Clint's sternum. Clint would actually give quite a lot of money to get some friction on his own dick at the moment, but Jason and Bucky are both currently citizens of Planet Hedonism, and Clint's own hands are trapped in Jason's hair and under his shoulder, respectively. He waits with the patience of a saint for all of 2 minutes until he twines Jason's hair around his fingers and lifts his head up. Jason makes the most beautiful gasping moan. Clint knew he liked having his hair pulled, but this is something else. His eyes are barely focusing and his mouth is entirely slack. He looks gone. "You okay, baby?" Clint asks, and Jason smiles dopily. "Amazing," he murmurs. "I feel so good, Clint." He certainly looks amazing, eyes all pupil and skin brightly flushed. "Stay up on your hands, there's a good boy," Clint says, and Jason blushes even harder. Interesting. He keeps one hand in Jason's hair and wriggles his other arm between them, gives his own cock a few slow strokes. It feels unreasonably good. It feels like he's been on the receiving end of Bucky's onslaught with how intense it feels, and he barely holds back a groan. "You want me to do something about that?" Jason asks dazedly, and Clint smiles. So eager to please, so much potential for fun. "Next time, baby," Clint says, images filling his head of Jason with Clint's cock in his mouth and Bucky's in his ass, of Jason and Bucky both filling him up, of riding Bucky's cock while Jason rides his face. There will be so many more times, he thinks to himself, but he takes his hand off his dick and focuses on Jason instead. "This time is about making you feel good." "I do feel good," Jason slurs. "I feel the best." Clint laughs and contorts himself to kiss Jason's cheek. Jason turns his head and kisses him sloppily back for a few seconds until Clint drops back on the bed. Jason arches his back again, but keeps his hands under him. The curve of his back pushes his chest forward, and it's all too easy for Clint to smooth his hands down the generous swell of his pecs to play with his nipples. They're sensitive, a fact that Clint generally enjoys a lot at every possible opportunity, but even knowing this, he hadn't expected quite as much of a reaction. Jason's entire body shudders and his arms give. He sinks down to his elbows, and Clint would have expected him to meld completely into the bed if Bucky didn't have a secure hold on his hips. "You like that, baby?" Clint asks, and rubs his nipples between his fingers, tugs a little for good measure. The sound Jason makes is uninhibited and loud, and Bucky makes a similar noise right after. Clint gives a thoughtful hum and pinches Jason's nipples hard, and he cries out beautifully. "Fuck, fuck, Clint, I'm gonna... Buck, please," Jason says, and then he's coming, covering Clint's thigh and stomach, shaking through it until Bucky lets him go, eases him forward to drape over Clint. Bucky looks wild, mouth red and used, eyes dark and intense. He leans over them, metal hand placed on Jason's ass and the other one jerking himself off, hard and fast. Before Clint can either complain about the state of his own dick or comment on how absolutely mind-blowingly hot he looks, Bucky paints Jason's ass white with a loud, satisfied groan. Jason makes a pleased kind of sound and wriggles his ass a little. "Hey," Clint says, pouting a little bit. "Shush," Jason says, face squished into Clint's chest. "Give me 5 minutes and you can fuck me." Well, there's no arguing with that, really. The end.
Thanks to you, and it's like snow at the beach. Weird but fucking beautiful, flying in a dream. Stars by the pocket full, you wanting me tonight feels impossible. But it's coming down, no sound, it's all around like snow on the beach.